This is Elon Feldman wishing you a happy Hanukkah and presenting you with a thought for the third candle of Hanukkah. And today I'd like to address the following typical human challenge, which is, okay, we're now into the third day of Hanukkah. The newness of Hanukkah has begun to wear off, and we start realizing that Hanukkah is starting to ebb away. We've already done 2 days. Here's day three. Before we know it, it's going to be day four. And perhaps we're even thinking that we didn't enjoy the holiday till now, or we didn't benefit from it, or we didn't connect to it. So there's a message in not only day three, but in every individual and unique day of Hanukkah, which is conveyed to us by the Torah reading that's assigned by the sages to Hanukkah. Because the Torah reading is drawn from the description of the sacrifices that were offered by the Nesiim, by the leaders of each tribe, on the first 12 days of the Mishkan, which was originally ready for use right at Hanukkah, but delayed until Nisan. And so in that spring month of Nisan, from day 1 till day 12 of Nisan, one of the leaders of the tribes offered a sacrifice, and the Torah describes these sacrifices in great detail, even though each one of the sacrifices is identical to the other. And the purpose of enumerating the details of each sacrifice, which only varied by the name of the person who brought it and the number of the day, but did not vary in any of the details in the menu, so to speak, the purpose of presenting it that way is to indicate that the intention and the thought each day was different. What was available through dedicating the Mizbeach, the altar, which they were dedicating through these sacrifices, what was available was something new each day and required a different leader to offer a different sacrifice. And even though the sacrifice looked the same, it was a different sacrifice because of the intentions behind it and because the day itself was different. Similarly, we can look at Hanukkah that way. Each day is filled with potential, and each day will present us with a different opportunity of connection to Hashem, of realizing the miraculous, of feeling the holiness and the purity of Hanukkah itself, the holiness and purity of dedicating ourselves to the ways of Hashem and to His Torah and to a study of Torah and to the approach and attitude to life of Torah. Each day has different potential. Some actually suggest that each year has different potential. As I've mentioned in other contexts, each year we observe a Yom Tov with a different personality, different experiences. The world has different needs, and therefore the holiday that we're observing actually is designed to provide something that was never provided before. So as we progress through Hanukkah, no matter where we are, what we have or haven't accomplished up until now, today is a new day. It's a new number, a new candle, a new opportunity to notice God, to notice miracles, to appreciate Hashem in our lives, to realize how much we value our connection to Hashem and how much we treasure the message that Hashem has given us to bring to the world itself. So enjoy Hanukkah and realize as you look at your Hanukkah menorah and your candles that Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that the flame of Hashem is the soul of a person. So we're not really kindling the menorah alone. We're kindling our souls, and we're giving ourselves an opportunity to appreciate who we are inside and how unique each day is in the opportunity that we bring to it and that it brings to us. Happy Hanukkah.